جب چشم تصور سے.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Respected listeners, the date today is the 9th of Shawwal, 1445, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 19th of April, 2024. Let's welcome our honorable guest, Mufti Muhammad Akusab, and he will be speaking today about the role of a Muslim man and woman, inshallah.
وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. الحمد لله. We wanted that our discussions be connected, the earlier discussion, the discussion now, and the evening discussion, inshallah. But Allah bless our sisters who are with us in this discussion. Hopefully you'll follow in the evening discussion as well. I want to start this discussion with an amazing hadith and then an intro to the Medinan surahs, but bringing in the sahabiyat radiyallahu anhum. So number one is this hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person passes away, he sees as though the sun is about to set in his grave. He's in his grave and he's seeing the sun at the time of Asr. And the angels want to interrogate him. If Asr was in his life, he would be able to say to the angels in the grave that I first have to pray, then I can see to you or have a meeting with you. But if Asr was not in his life and he always delayed his Asr Salah, we'll pray when we go home, we'll pray later, he will fail that test in the grave. So according to this hadith in Ibn Majah that is sound, the first test in the grave is the Asr prayer. And so Asr prayer is highlighted throughout the Quran Kareem. Allah give us tawfiq. Now I want to share with you the most oft repeated chapter in the Quran is Al-Fatiha. It's a Makki surah. It was revealed in Makkah Mukarrama. Basically the fifth chapter to be revealed in the Quran Kareem is Al-Fatiha. Now Al-Fatiha, obviously, what amazing praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I want to mention an amazing incident where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it to an extent. Sahaba went to Tay. Tay is an area between Rome, Syria and Persia. So on the Persian borders is Tay. The leader of Tay was a man by the name of Ali bin Hatim. Ali bin Hatim. He was the son of Hatim Ta'i from the Tay tribe. Hatim Ta'i is known for his extraordinary generosity. Historically, there's books about Hatim Ta'i. He was so generous. He lived in the time of Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdul Muttalib and Hatim Ta'i passed away in the same year. So Ali bin Hatim is the son of Hatim Ta'i. He rules that area after his father. His father was really generous. There's really exorbitant stories. Allah knows how much is sahih. It's not like hadith or whatever it is that we have to verify the chain of reporters. But he could never say no to his guests. Even his last riding horse, if there was no food, no meat, he would slaughter his last riding horse for his guests. One day there's a far-fetched report, Allah knows the reality of which, he had no food left and more guests came. He had to feed them something. He cut off a piece of flesh from his thigh to be cooked. As I'm saying, this is before the time of the Prophet ﷺ. It's a story, Allah knows how true it is. But he was really extraordinarily generous. He had to feed his guests. Anyway, his son was also a good man. But where the son can be as generous as the father? But he was a good man. He had a daughter. Hatim Ta'i had a daughter, Safana. Safana was more generous than Adi. Adi was also a good man. He heard about Sahaba going to different areas, conquering, taking Islam there. He detested Islam. He detested Muslims because he thought Islam will take away my position. People don't know. But when you meet them politely, kindly, introduce Islam to them. Like one uncle we met next to the masjid here. First when you get there, he's cold. Afterwards, you show him love. You tell him what a benefit Islam is to the world. Then they become warmed up. when they see what Islam does for them, what is, you know, what a benefit is Islam is.
To notify you that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's men are near and you wanted to do something, you rather do it now. So he started swearing and screaming, "What do you mean? What do you mean?" He says, "No, the men came." He took his family and his goods, locked stock and barrel, as they say, and they all left. They went to, he was thinking, "I'm going to go to the people of my religion," because Adi bin Hatim was a Christian. Adi bin Hatim was a Christian. He said, "I'm going to go to the Christian lands." So he took his whole family, he went to Syria. Syria was Roman lands. "I'm going to the Romans, they are my brothers because they are Christians. They are Romans, I am Arab, it's fine. They'll still be good to me because we follow the same religion." Ha! That's what he thought. He thought the Romans are going to be good to him because he's a Christian. When he went there, he saw the true colors of the Romans. Anyway, he went there. But he forgot his sister, Safwan. And this is a big blunder. Remember, my brother, never forget your sister. Be good to your wife 100%. But remember, your sister is also your sister. Always send the make ikram for your sister. Always do for your sister. Yes, her husband will do for her, but you must also do for her. Do for your daughter. Do for your sister. Do for your mother. She's your sister. You came from the same mother's stomach. Don't break ties with your sister. Maintain ties with your sister. We're learning this lesson from Adi hit a miss. He forgot his sister. She was in her errand. She was captured, brought as a prisoner to Medina Munawwara. Oh, Adi was depressed. He heard rumors. Oh, Muslims are barbaric. This is going to happen to her. That's going to happen to her. She arrives in Medina Munawwara. She received the most amazing treatment. Ummahatul Mu'mineen used to see to her. Sahabiyat used to care for. She was given an opportunity to see the beauty of Islam. This is what Islam is all about. What happened to the captives of Badr? Where they were kept? What happened to the ruler of Yamama? Where was he kept? Humama bin Uthal, the first Sahabi to read Labbaik. It's a nice discussion for some time. But he was the ruler of Yamama. He tore Rasulullah's letter when he was captured and brought as a captive to Masjid al-Nabawi. And his 3 days in the Masjid changed his life forever. Safwana now, when she met Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he asked her to introduce yourself. She said, "My father, Hatim Ta'i, my brother." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Oh, I know your brother. Your brother thinks he can run away from Allah and his Rasul, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam." But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated her very well. But she was given an opportunity to see the beauty of Islam. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to her, after a few days, "When you know anyone traveling to where your brother is, just tell me. I want to send you, but I'll never send you alone. You also like my sister, I can't send you alone." She was inspired. Allah's Nabi treated her so well. When she knew some travelers going to Syria, she came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam arranged a camel for her. He made ikram for her, and he sent her with honor to her brother. When she arrives at her brother was also shocked because his imagination was Muslims are going to be barbaric to her. But when he's hearing the stories of what's going on in Medina, he's also shocked. So he doesn't know what to believe. When his sister comes to him, Adi bin Hatim, she's enraged with him. She's infuriated. She says, "Al-Qati' al-Dhalim, how dare you, Adi? You ill-treat your sister. How could you?" Not nice to hurt anybody's feelings, any family member's feelings. It's the month of Ramadan. Maintain ties. Phone your relative, phone your auntie. Say, "Auntie, Ma, make me maaf. Happened what happened. You know what? For Allah's sake. We are one family. For Allah's sake. Maintain ties for Allah's pleasure. Allah becomes so happy. You lower yourself for Allah." Allah's Nabi's words. He said, "Allah will raise you." You humble yourself for Allah. Rafa'ahullah. Allah will raise you. But you become haughty and arrogant and say, "No, they must come and apologize to me. Who am I?" Allah will raise you. Today you're going to hear, respected Ummah, Allah reminds us who we are. We're going to hear tonight how many chapters, these last chapters of the Quran Sharif tells us. Insan, you forgot. There was a time you were nothing. No one knew you. You were not even mentioned. And Allah tells us, here tonight, Allah says, I made you from a mingling of dirty liquids, a mixture of semen. That's what we came from. Then we'll hear again tonight, Allah says, oh my Nabi, tell them, they know what they were made of. Allah, inna khalaqnahum mimma ya'lamun. They know. Jante, they know what we made them of. These chapters, tonight's chapters are humbling chapters, are chapters that cut us to size. It puts us on the ground and it makes us realize that what we really are, we are containers that carry excrement and excreta. Our color, our position, our name, our status means nothing. We are containers, receptacles carrying excrement. If we want honor, we have to make Allah happy. Nothing else will give us honor. Anyway, then the sister encourages the brother. And this is why I brought this discussion here, my mothers and my sisters. See how so many a time in the Sahaba Kiram, the female became the means of the hidayat of the male. We had a full bah, and I thought I'll have that discussion with you, and I didn't get a chance with the sisters. I wanted to speak to you about Hazrat Khadija Kubra, but we'll send it to Haji Rashid, and you will get the discussion if you want a full detailed discussion on Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha. She passed away in the month of Ramadan. How she was the first person to embrace Islam, and how she supported Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How she brought all the women folk to Islam. In Makkah Mukarramah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to invite everyone to Islam. Hazrat Khadija used to work on all the women folk, and Hazrat Abu Bakr used to work on all the men folk. Now the first person to embrace Islam was Hazrat Khadija, even before Hazrat Abu Bakr. Yes, Hazrat Abu Bakr is the greatest Sahabi, but first to utter the kalima, first to show support to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll hear the surah tonight. Ya ayyuhal muzammil. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went home and said to Hazrat Khadija, Tathiruni, Tathiruni, Zammiluni, Zammiluni. This is the potential of our mothers. The first shaheed in Islam is Hazrat Sumayya. The first Muslim in Islam is Hazrat Khadija. Hazrat Khadija brought Barakah Ummu Ayman into Islam. She brought Fatima binti Asad. Who's Fatima binti Asad? Hazrat Ali's mother. Abu Talib's wife was among the earliest Muslims. Remember her? Fatima bint Asad radiallahu anha. Abu Talib didn't embrace sadly. That's a sad emotional event. But his wife was among the greatest Sahabiyat. Hazrat Umar's sister, Fatima bintul Khattab. She was among the earliest Muslimat. She became the means of Hazrat Umar's hidayat. My mother, my sister, you can become the means of hidayat in your home. Your children that you bear have to be instilled from young that my child, I bore you for Allah. You have to take my Allah's deen and tell the whole world about my Allah. You have to teach the whole world the Quran. My sister, you have that capacity. Safana inspires Adi. Adi, what a shame. You Hatim's son, and you scared of meeting the best of people. Go to him. What you will see in him is beyond the expectation. She's talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adi bin Hatim musters up the courage. He goes to Medina Munawwara. This hadith is in Musnadul Imam Ahmad. He says, I arrive in Medina and the children see me. They say, oh, Adi bin Hatim, Adi bin Hatim, Adi bin Hatim. He said, I didn't know I was a celebrity. His father's generosity made him a celebrity. He comes in. Generosity is such a thing. What an honor. Allah make us generous people. Allah save us from miserliness. Give for Allah. My mother, my sister, please make plates of samosas. When your husband comes to pick up samosa, give him 2 plates extra. Tell him, send to Fundamarga. Drop off. On your way to Masjid, give to Fundamarga. Uncle Musa took us to a few people, Afrikaners, when we gave them that khajur and made a few jokes with them. They became so happy. Ikram softens the heart. Send to them a plate of biryani. He will get softened towards Islam. Then we'll give you a booklet. Give that booklet. Send the booklet. Ask your husband to take it. Maybe he doesn't want to. Send it with your son. Send it with your helper. The Muslim neighbors next door sent, hey, they also can't resist biryani. Biryani softens the whole heart. Okay. Then Islam, after that you can give dawah of Islam. Make it with the niyat of hidayat, my sister. You will. Allahu Akbar. The first university in Islam. The first university in Islam, Fatima Al-Fihriya, from North Africa. Ya Sheikh, isn't it? Fatima Al-Fihriya, my friend was reminding me today. She established the first university in Islam, from where Deen came alive in Spain and then West Africa. She, her mission in life, all her wealth she used. Hazrat Khadija used all her wealth for Allah. Allah says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you were impoverished, Allah enriched you. You're going to hear that tomorrow. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا وَمَا نَبِي, you were impoverished. فَأَغْنَى, Allah enriched you. Mufassirin explained, Allah enriched you through Hazrat Khadija. My sister, my mother, Allah can make you the means of the world getting hidayah. Adi bin Hatim arrives in Medina. He comes by Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who's there in Masjid al-Nabawi? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with Sahaba. Adi enters, Allah's Nabi gets up to welcome to who? A non-Muslim. A man who harms Muslims. But Allah's Nabi wants his hidayah. Then Allah's Nabi holds his hands and takes him home. Adi bin Hatim now speaks. He says, Allah's Nabi is taking me home. An old lady stops him on the way. And I'm wondering, is this a king or is he a prophet? This can't be a king. Because Adi bin Hatim was a king. He was a big chief of his area. He's amazed at the approachable nature of Janabi Rasulullah. He saw to the old lady. He takes Adi home. Oh, Adi describes, in the home of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah's Nabi gave me a pillow. I returned it. He insisted. Then he spoke to me about Islam. Then he told me, Adi, you're a Christian, but why in your religion? Your religion says this, but you do that. Your religion is supposed to teach you that Allah is one, but you take your rabbis as gods besides Allah. Adi bin Hatim says, he told me about my religion so much that I was shocked. He knows more about my religion than me. Then he told me, I was supposed to explain Surah Fatiha for you, but there's no time. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to Adi bin Hatim Surah Fatiha. At the end he said, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Oh Adi, you know who is مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Now this is linked to my after Dhuhr discussion. We discussed the Jewish community and Al-Baqarah. Then Allah's Nabi said to Adi, you know who is مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Who are those who have incurred Allah's wrath? Who are they? Oh Adi, that's the Jews. They know the truth, but they reject the truth. When somebody knows what is right and will still be stubborn, that incurs Allah's wrath upon the person. So Maghdoob refers to many people, but it first, top of the list, our Nabi's tafsir, in the hadith, he said this refers to the Jews. That's where the next surah discusses the Jews in detail. See how the surahs of the Quran and Kareem are synchronized. Then the next surah after that is Ali Imran. That's the explanation of Walad Dalleen. And Allah save us from the way of those who go astray. Who are those who go astray? The Christians. They changed their books. Allah's Nabi gave this explanation to Adi bin Hatim. Who inspired him to become Muslim? His sister. Hazrat Umar was inspired by his sister. Hazrat Uthman was inspired by his aunt, Su'da bint Quraiz. So many Sahaba were inspired by their mothers, by their sisters. Hazrat Sa'd bin Mu'adh was inspired by his mother. Our time has elapsed, but my mother, my sister, you have the potential to bring a change to the whole universe. When you're preparing that food at home, make it with the niyat of diet. So that is the potential you have, my mother, my sister. That deen comes in the home. That's why we request you, connect to Allah's deen. Look at Hazrat Umar. One night he's patrolling late at night. I want you to read this in the Fada'il al-A'mal. In your copy, it most probably will be on page 140. How late at night Hazrat Umar was patrolling. And he sees at a distance a tent pitched. And he sees a man restless outside the tent. He says, brother, what's wrong? And that man, out of modesty, he couldn't tell another stranger. He doesn't know Hazrat Umar in person. He heard Hazrat Umar is Khalifa. But he came for help to Medina. So Hazrat Umar says, midnight, Hazrat Umar is patrolling. Can I help you, brother? What's wrong? Who's crying like that inside? This man couldn't say. He says, please, brother, it's something I can't tell you. Just get away. You can't help me. You can't go in there anyway. Hazrat Umar says, just tell me, I'll bring help. He says, my wife is in labor pain. What can you do? Hazrat Umar says, okay, don't worry. He goes home. He wakes up his wife. Hazrat Umar's wife was Atika binti Ali. Hazrat Ali's son, that was Hazrat Umar's wife also. Hazrat Fatima's daughter. Atika, wake up, wake up. And you know what he tells her? Allahu Akbar. Hallaki ila khairin qad saqahu Allahu ilayki. This one statement can be the motto that can drive you and I to serve Allah's deen. He says to her, my wife, Allah doesn't need you, Allah doesn't need me. There's an opportunity to serve Allah by serving His bandho. It's at our doorstep. It can make our jannat. Do you want it? She gets up. Of course. Look at the reaction. Allah doesn't need us. If we're going to do for the madrasa, do for Allah's deen, bring people to hidayah, prepare people for Allah, serve the jamaats, serve the whatever we do, do it with this mindset. Ya Allah, it is my need. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha says, I was young, I was sitting with my friends, and a scholar passed. And he said to us, O people of Makkah, the final Nabi of Allah will hail from this city. And he gave us the prophecies. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we discussed after the how he's mentioned in the previous books in so much of detail. Hazrat Khadija says, my friend started laughing. I made dua. Allah, imagine you accept me to serve this cause you are sending your man for. She just made dua. She didn't mock. She didn't laugh. She didn't scoff. And lastly, don't let our children scoff and mock the helpers in the house. Show them akhlaq. Share Islam with the helpers. Please, respected mothers and sisters and beloved brothers. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala
Main apne nabi ke kuche mein chalta hi gaya.
Alhamdulillah, that was Mufti Muhammad Akusa. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.